Pastor John Sadler is here. He is from Rock Hill First Church of the Nazarene, and he's here to tell us more about Convoy of Hope. It's going to take place in about a month from now, toward the end of July. So let's welcome Pastor Sadler to Palmetto Mornings. And good morning to you.
Good morning. It's good to be here.
Well, thanks so much for swinging by. You said for the interview, we can just call you John.
That's fine. Great.
Okay,
yes.
Perfect. John, take us out to Convoy of Hope. It's going to take place in July, on July 26th.
Yes.
What's the time, location, and what's the goal?
Okay. So the time is, it's going to be 12 o'clock. It's going to be open for the community. The reason for it is, Rock Hill First Church has been there ministering for 90 years to this community. Mm. And I'd say somewhere down the road, we have lost contact with our community. Mm. So we are going to share the hope with our community in that day. So we're going to have hot dogs, drinks, and chips. We got a concert that's prepared, but Convoy of Hope is going to be delivering supplies. I say supplies because we don't know what's on the truck, and we won't know what's on the truck until like a day or two before. The last time I was involved with this, we had waters. We had things like Powerade. We had 2 cases of tuna. We had 3 cases of rice, crates. We had shoes. We had socks. We had dish detergent, laundry detergent, all types of stuff that's going to be on this truck, and it's going to be available for the community free of charge. And, of course, the hot dogs and the drinks are free as well. So it's going to be a great day.
John, is Convoy of Hope, is this like a national organization, a regional or state local organization?
It is a national organization. Okay. They normally supply food and stuff for disaster relief, but they have teamed up with churches and across the country, and they are really branching out and doing this for the communities.
And so you get on their radar and you can say, hey, I would like for Convoy of Hope to come to York County. You were involved in a similar effort recently in Sumter County.
In Sumter, yes.
In South Carolina.
Correct.
Okay.
The plans is that one of these 7 other churches that are going to be involved in this one will, in the next couple of months, actually get a truck that will be delivered to them, and then we'll branch out and we'll help them to do the same thing in their community.
So do people throughout the country donate to Convoy of Hope? And I know you said they respond to disasters. And then when they're not responding to disasters, they don't want all of those items just to sit on the shelves. So then they go into communities throughout America. Is that how?
As far as my understanding on that part, yes. There has been somebody from the Church of the Nazarene in South Carolina that is actually paying for the truck. So there is money that's involved. Mm-hmm. Somebody has donated the money for that truck to come to Rock Hill First. The money that is, it's just the fuel in the in the driver.
Okay.
Okay.
And you mentioned ministries. Who can ministries sign up? Do they just show up? Has that list already been completed? And who are these ministries?
So the list hasn't been completed.
It has not.
Has not.
Okay.
So we have a form that needs to be filled out. So you can contact, I'll throw Jackie out there. So Jackie, she's the person that's kind of helping me with that. So you can contact Jackie. Her information is on the website.
Your church's website?
Church's website.
And it's the Rock Hill First Church of the Nazarene.
Just Rock Hill First Church is the website. And that email will get to her and me so we can get you the information. We've contacted Pathway and I think one other community.
Pilgrim's Inn.
Okay. I think 2 others. Okay. So we have like 10 or 11 other ministries that we would love to be able to do. The thing is that we need to keep it, above 15, but below 20. Once you get into over 20, the amount that we're able to give to the ministries is cutting short.
So. And John, the folks who show up on July 26th, can they also take some of those items you mentioned, or those items are meant specifically for those ministries?
No, there will be items for the people that come at 12. There will be stuff for them to pick up, food, clothing, supplies, or whatever's there. They're more than welcome to. We'll have a bag ready for them to go.
So we're speaking with Pastor John Sadler. He is the lead pastor at Rock Hill First Church of the Nazarene. His church, as well as seven others, so eight churches combined, are coming together with this convoy of hope to give supplies to local ministries and individuals in the community. And once again, that date is going to be July the 26th, starting around noon. And the location is at your
church? Our church, okay, yes. It's 718 North Jones Avenue.
It's pretty obvious, but why do this? Like, why did you want to bring this to our community? And what do you hope is the takeaway from those in the community?
I just want them to know that there's a church there that loves them. They don't have to come to us. We just, here you go.
We just had a conversation with World Changers, and they do something similar where they try to have that discussion about Jesus Christ and Christianity. As one of the guests said, if you just went door to door, knocked on the door and said, hey, I would like to talk to you about Jesus Christ, chances are you might get the door slammed in your face. Yeah. So you have to find creative ways to share the gospel. If you know it, great. If you don't know it, but you're drawn to it, but you don't feel like you can go to a church yet, and you maybe you're not knowledgeable about the books of the Bible, and you don't want to feel ignorant about it, so then people are like, I don't want to go to church because I don't know certain Bible verses. This seems like another way to share the gospel with folks. And Pastor, this is coming at a time where the belief in Jesus Christ and just in general Christianity is on a downward slope, where we need it to be on an upward slope about what's going on in the country.
Yeah.
Do you hope that this will continue to change that slope and start inching it upward instead of going downward?
I do. And one of the things that churches have a bad rap for is that if we do something like this, that you're going to push church on me. And, I'm not about pushing church. I'm about pushing love. And that's all we want to do. We just want the people in the community to come, and we're going to love on you. We're going to give you all these supplies that you need. We're going to give you a hot dog, drinks, chips, and a good concert.
Come as you are.
Come as you are.
Like the song says. Yeah. That's fantastic. Well, we are so appreciative of Convoy of Hope and all of the churches involved in this effort. Eight churches throughout our community are involved with this. It is going to take place on July the 26th, starting at 12 o'clock, again, at Pastor's Sadler's church. And let's give that name of the church and the address one more time.
Rock Hill First Church of the Nazarene, and it's at 718 North Jones Avenue.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much. Here's to a great time on July the 26th.